KPOL, so there they are. It's June 2000, the most beautiful time of the year here, which is probably the most beautiful place to be at that time of the year. Oh, some of them, one of them. And Grenå, Visingsø. Yesterday, he was getting married for real. Yes, this time for real. Because yes, that's what he was seeking, and that's what we all seek, isn't it? Real love. So they were going to get married two times that day. One that already happened at sunrise up on the hill. Beautiful morning around the fire sacrifice with grains and bananas and mantras. Marriage before God, Krishna. Whom they all were devotees of and servants of, weren't they? And then later, now in the afternoon, the friends and relatives, old mother, sister, and friends from the 70s, 80s, 90s, gathered there on that little island. Well, there was a beautiful church, well, there is a beautiful church. And this was going to be a real Swedish church marriage. Again in front of God. Christian, yes, but also Krishna, because the priest, Inger, considered herself a Vaishnava and was also a Christian priest. So that was nice. And Pio had been thinking about this, about the thing of little love. It was and had been all his life important to him. But why shouldn't there be? Well, he had asked on a Sunday feast lecture there in Govinda's in Stockholm. A well-known and respectable sannyasi. But if a partner in a marriage say to each other, I love you, how should we take that? And he just answered shortly, I would say that's an illusion. And that was it. So Pierre had thought about that and did not agree with that, because wasn't this all about that we, yes, all of us, should learn to see ourselves, but also each other, as parts of God, and have loving and kind and nice relationships to each other. So if someone, even a husband to his wife, a wife to her husband, like in this case, could have such love for each other, but then someone may just turn this into a no-no in all relationships that are, you know, conjugal. There is just an attraction to that which is not the other person, the body, the whatever, clothes, mind. But then Pierre was thinking about this. And he felt something here needed to be updated. That it was not necessarily, at least, about that some kinds of relationships, you know, like man, woman, and so on, are always bad and illusory and ignorant. But that it depends on the persons, if they see each other as bodies or souls. And it depends on how we treat each other, how we are toward each other. Do I want to exploit this other person, that person's body, often then, or something else, the money or the whatever, social benefits? Am I in it for me? Or is this genuinely someone that I genuinely feel love for? And then we're not talking about this how to say, bewildered stage of the first falling in love period, fallen in love. So but Jesse thought a lot about it, and why could we, me and my now soon to be wife, not learn to love each other for real? That's we are, the spiritual souls reaching to, you know, why that should be possible, and shouldn't we be encouraged to that? So he was a little rebellious against the suffering men and women by now, although he had been one himself and had been echoing those same words as they do. But now he was out in another territory and experimenting, you could say, or exploring life, and about to step into marriage, relationship, and they conferred a bit with the priest before the marriage was going to take place, the ceremony in the church. And before all the guests and attendants, which were now a fair crew, were going to be, you know, attending. And she said, I will say this, and then you will do this, and you will do that. And then the kiss, and then it's finalized. And then what she was going to say is that I declare you now married, you know, man and woman, and married in holy matrimony or something, until death breaks us apart. That's what I should then say. I hereby, you know, declare that I enter this relationship with her until death breaks it apart. And then I thought about it and said, you know, why should we limit it by default, a marriage, to the time when, of death? As if we are decided that, you know, when we die and we leave these bodies, we will not meet each other again, or we will continue, we're breaking up. And then the priest, we can make it here that Pio and the priest are talking, and then she said, well, fair enough, I understand. And it is you who decide what you want to say. So they said it like that. Ironically, as he now lies there in his sofa remembering that scene, and then all the guests entered and the marriage ceremony and the rest of that night, which for some reason became a bit strange. Yes, he realized that this changes they had made to the vow, the, you know, the agreement that they both spoke there, in a way benefited them both, but not in the way that at least he had thought of it, but rather than that, when the breakup came, none of them had made a promise that they would stay until death broke them apart. So the agreement, the contract, allowed for breaking up of the agreement with no specific condition, except the Swedish legal one. So God's ways are sometimes mystical to humans.